Good evening, everyone. This is the third time that I'm restarting my chat with you guys, because the first time, the dogs, Milan, especially Milan, saw me through the sliding door. I'm sitting on the patio. It's a wonderful, nice summer's evening outside. And okay, then I stopped the podcast. I thought, okay, let's start again. And I'm sitting under a tree, and I've seen, I don't know if you guys are familiar with rain spiders. Well, in South Africa, we've got rain spiders. It's, the spider is, let's say, at least 10 centimeter in diameter. And I felt something in my neck. And of course, I nearly threw this phone, and I thought, okay, let's start again. Okay, well, this is the third attempt. Tonight is not a life coach show or a piece of the workshop. I know that I'm supposed to carry on with the workshop because it's supposed to be a day one, day two, day three, day four thing. But last night was a really bad evening, and today wasn't a good day. So what's the use of trying to teach someone with a half full glass, or get a message out there with a half full glass? No, doesn't work for me. So I rather wait till my soul is okay, and I can focus, I'm emotionally centered, and then I can get the message out there. Today was basically a normal day, paralyzed routines, and then I thought, okay, let me take the evening and relax, watch TV and play Sudoku. And that's what I did. It took my mind off a lot of things, because at this stage I have to live with, it's a kind of anxiety, it's a fear, it's a dark cloud energy that's just hanging, and I don't operate well in environments like that. That's why I just retract and I do my own thing. Yesterday was basically the same day. But yesterday was a more emotional day, and I handled all of these things emotionally. They say a good cry is a very good thing, and I think that happened last night. When people in my immediate space are ignoring me, and then a second person come to me and give me this whole problem that I didn't even know that exists, but that was just a misunderstanding. But it's sorted, but in the heat of the moment, it's like you're breaking the camel's back. Don't you understand it? My back's already broken. Do not do that. I laugh about it now, but it's actually not a laughing matter. Not at all. I had a nice chat with my mother this afternoon or this evening. And my mom always gives the best advice. She's such an old soul. And she said to me, well, why are you giving someone else your remote control? That is a concept that a life coach, my life coach from years ago, taught me. You know, television remote control, you can change channels, you can change the volume, so you are in charge of whatever everybody else is experiencing in the room if you have the remote control. of the entertainment system, whatever. And Douglas always said, do not hand your remote control to someone else. You do not let someone else control your life. And you know what? When my mom said it, I realized, shit. This is what I've been doing. But there's one thing that people don't understand. When you lose, I mean, it's not all about paralysis. It's maybe a stroke or a brain injury, or like me, paraplegic or quadriplegic. There's so many, I'm not even going to give you all the examples. That's the examples that I can just think of now immediately. But immediately you are flawed completely. You lost your self-esteem, you lost your self-worth. It's like your whole life and personality is shattered. And then, of course, you hand it to, I can't say you hand it, but someone else start to take control because you need assistance. Luckily, I can function completely on my own. I don't need a caretaker. Well, sometimes I do. It's very seldom, but I do have days where I'm very weak because of the pain, and because of my body just giving in. Just my body don't want to play the game. My body don't want to face the day. No matter what my head says to my body, doesn't work. And of course, I can't move things. I can't reach things. I can't. And that's the thing, because I'm nearly 2 meters tall. And, you know, I could change a light bulb by just standing on the tip of my toes. Some rooms, some houses, they've got lower ceilings. Oh, nice. This is so cool. The wind's coming up. Some houses has lower ceilings, and I could just reach up and change a light bulb. It was so easy. And today, I can't even reach, for example, I have my body wash soap, custom made out of my perfume, Dunhill Desire Red. And I go through, because it's a glycerin soap that they basically infuse with your perfume or whatever they're doing. And, you know, it doesn't last very long, even though it's a big bar of soap. And I'm in the shower, I see, okay, I've got this 5 millimeter by 5 centimeter little bar of soap left, and my soap is on top of the cupboard. There's like 10 of them in a glass cylinder. You know, it's nice decor as well, and it smells nice and everything. There's no way I can reach on top of that cupboard in the bathroom. That means I have to close the shower. I have to call someone, because usually when I shower, I put my phone on charge, but it's close enough so that I can, should I fall in the shower, I can basically crawl towards the, not crawl, slide like a snake over the floor and reach for my phone and then just phone someone. Or, you know what, Siri is the best chick ever, because I can just say, hey Siri, please call Green. Calling Green. You know, so that also helps, but that's beside the point. So you need someone who can assist you all the time. Sometimes I can't even reach the fucking light switch. It's 5 centimeters out of reach. I can't even reach that. When I lay down in bed, I can't reach my side lamp's switch. Small things like that. And then it's effort. Okay, then someone start to do all of these things for you. Then it's a bit bigger. Then it's all about driving. Then you have to ask someone to take you places or whatever. But luckily, I can drive on my own now. Not long after the accident, I started driving on my own after they converted my car. I struggle to make food because I don't have balance. I have to sit sideways, and I can't sit sideways with the kitchen countertop on my right hand side to cut a tomato, because if I turn my back, I feel the fusion in my spine. It's like those screws are sticking through flesh. I mean, it sounds like I'm exaggerating, but you know, it feels like that. So I have to sit with a plate on my lap, and I have to do everything, and it's frustrating. So I can do it, but if someone else can do it, I'm very grateful. I really appreciate it. So if you are in a position like this, you let go. It's like you give someone else authority. It's like basically signing a proxy document that person, you hand that little bit for that person, and then that person does that, and then it's the next thing and the next thing. And before you open your eyes, someone else is doing everything, and that's not what you want in life. And that gives someone that I need a word for that. It's not authority. That person feels as if they are controlling you. And that's what people with a disability must be careful of. Don't ever give your remote control to someone else. Don't let someone else be in charge of your life. Don't do that. And stand up for yourself. I started to just keep my mouth shut because I don't want trouble. And you know what? It's not working. Because there's no open line of communication. And that's one thing that is an absolute must in life, in any situation. Before the accident, I used to, you know, I never kept my mouth shut for anyone. Like Oma Alfie, she always said to me, well, she worked in the managing offices of the estate where my other house was in Plettenberg Bay. And I drive out, and then she says, oh, fuck, Jacques is going to make trouble again. And you know what? That's not what she meant. She meant Jacques doesn't keep his mouth shut for anything or anyone in life. Now I'm in this position, and it's like my personality took a knock. What I visualize is my personality being a ball of clay, and I see it as nice and blue clay because that's my personality. I don't know why I associate myself with a nice blue, and someone comes and they hit it with their fist, and then the whole ball of clay is not a ball of clay anymore. It's like something round with a hole in it, not a hole with a whole dent in it. That's what happens to people that get into accidents, that become disabled. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's your own fault. I know that this is my own fault. My mom said tonight, do not hand out your remote control. Do not let someone use your remote control. And it was like, wow, thank you, mom. The other thing that she said was, it's all about affirmations in life. My mom loves affirmations, so do I. I'm busy with a book, The Healing Secret of the Ages, and there's one affirmation that's absolutely awesome. It's the best affirmation ever. And it's got substance, and it's got this, it's got a presence. Sounds weird, but the affirmation has a presence. I am, I am, I am. I mean, you say it three times so that it actually, you basically wake up your subconscious mind. You say, I am, I am, I am. I am the Christ mind. Okay? That is basically, God created you. You are the Christ mind. The Holy Spirit is in you. That's what people don't understand. If we can just use all the power that has been given to us. Okay. Then the second part of the affirmation is again, I am, I am, I am. I am the Christ mind. I am letting the super intelligence of the Christ mind express itself through me. How awesome is that? I just love it, because you give permission that the Christ mind, which is the Holy Spirit, can express itself through you. I know, after all these self-help books and a few verses in the King James Bible, says that you have to give permission, you have to ask, and then it will happen. Then heaven or the divine will react. Very cool if you think about that. So I added another piece to the affirmation. I am, I am, I am, I am the Christ mind. Then it's again, I am, I am, I am. I am letting the super intelligence of the Christ mind restore my health like it was before the accident. I just love that affirmation, and I must say, I feel changes, and this is nothing. It's got nothing to do with any placebo effect. I'm telling you, this is happening. So affirmations are so important in life, because what is affirmations? Affirmations are prayers. It's a little prayer that you say. And like I mentioned in so many YouTube videos, so many podcasts, so many blogs, if thank you is the only prayer you say, it is enough. So you know what, your affirmation can be thank you. Like Einstein, repeat your affirmation 1,000 times a day. Thank you, that's all you need to do. That's affirmation. And I remember with the accident, it felt like an affirmation. I mean, I was lying in this pool of water and the ocean's coming and my head's bumping against this rock and it's just blood and I've got this pain. I know my back's broken, I can't move my legs, nothing. And well, at that stage it felt like I couldn't move my arms as well, but I think that was just pure adrenaline. It was shock that just numbed my whole body. I just asked, please God, please God, please God, please God. And I repeated it. It must be, I don't know how many times, but until I lost consciousness. And the most awesome thing to me was my house doctor that actually found me. They were on the scene first. That he said that, well, you carried on screaming help, and I mean, I lost consciousness, so obviously there's a source, something makes these things happen. And you know what, we can be so blessed to just say thank you. To get back to the affirmations, my mom said to me, okay, now it's time to do weekly affirmations. Firstly, you have to do an affirmation to assist you in speaking your truth, because I keep my mouth shut all the time. I do not want conflict. And my mom said, you know what, you know, my mom and dad can fight, and not once have they ever abused one another by ignoring them for even one day. Like in the previous podcast, gaslighting, it's the most effective emotional abuse for someone to use to totally fuck someone up, to crack someone up. Sorry, I'm talking about the divine and I'm swearing in the podcast, but you know what, that's okay. You catch my drift, because I get the sensation. You see what I'm saying? My mom said, affirmation, speaking your truth. And I can speak my truth wherever, but I can't speak my truth. And that's very sad, because that's not who I am. I'm someone who share any emotion. I don't have a problem if I'm having a moment and I'm crying. I don't have a problem publishing a podcast of that moment, because it's human. And for those of you that's been taught, don't cry, that's BS. Nothing else than BS, because that's the only way you can get rid of your emotions, you know, a build-up of emotions. So the, let's call it homework that my mom gave me. She said to me, okay, my son, week number one, you are going to work on this. Week number two, you have to work on this. Week number three, you have to work on this. And just take 1 week with one affirmation to strengthen yourself to be able to speak your truth. Because at this stage of my, in this stage of my life, it's something that really gets to me. And believe me, it hurts like hell when you can't speak your truth. And if you say something, you are scared of the consequences, that you will be gaslighted. Once again, I say gaslighted, people who didn't listen to my previous podcast. Well, I'm sure someone listened to it, because I saw it's got something like 11,000 plays, which is absolutely awesome. Thank you everyone out there, I just love it. Back to the exercises. I think in tomorrow's workshop, I just need to chat to you guys about 7 ways to handle emotional abuse. And it might be more than 7, because the 7 is, after research I've done, I got to the conclusion of the 7 points. And in one of my blogs that's got, I think it's got over 100,000 views on that blog, reads, that page has over 100,000 views. Okay, I need to take my techniques of 19 years ago and just work them, you know, blend them. So maybe we'll have 12 techniques, I'm not too sure, but that's the next episode. And then that's the next episode for the little workshop. And after that, I will do affirmations in the workshop, because if the workshop is about coloring your soul, to give your soul some color so that you are a happy person, that you feel light, that you don't feel that you've got any burdens, and it feels like you can smile the whole day, and that's a true smile, and every step that you take you can say thank you God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Sorry, I'm referring to the divine as God in tonight's podcast, and I know that I'm not supposed to do that because we've got people of all religions listening to these podcasts, so excuse me, I'm sorry about that. Well, just take God and replace it with whoever you believe in as your divine source. I'm sorry about that. That will be the day after tomorrow's podcast. Affirmations about coloring the soul. So I will take 1 or 2 affirmations. But you know what? I think the affirmations out of that book, I don't have the author's name right here. Well, the book is like 3 meters away from me, and I'm sitting on a chair, so I can't get there. That's the frustration when you are paralyzed. You know, other people could just quickly jump up, grab the book, and come and sit again. But it's not happening with me. One of these days, watch me. I will take some of the author's affirmations and do a combination and see affirmations that's focused on speaking the truth, that's focused on health, that's focused on the restoration of relationships, name it, it's unlimited. So that might be a very long podcast, but if I carry on speaking, this will be a 2-hour podcast, and I know people's going to listen to 15 minutes and they're going to say, okay, stop it, thank you, enough Jacques. Okay everyone, let me publish this quickly tonight, and I have to carry on with my book. There's no way that I can leave my book, because the publishers did send me an email again. Yeah, this car. You know, it's Funabel Park. It means, for you guys that's overseas somewhere, Funabel Park is, it's a town where most people are, they've got qualifications in working with their hands. I don't know how to say this in English. Sorry, my apologies. People like millwrights and whatever. So, people over here are, point number one, panel beaters. They know how to tune engines. And I must say, I love it as well. If a car has got good rims, good mags, good sound, and the engine, let's say, okay, V6 is out. Must be bigger than a V6. When you accelerate and you can feel that bass of that engine, you know, I love it. I completely love it. Okay, that's beside the point. It was just because we heard that car. Now I'm sitting outside and I'm sure the listeners heard it as well. Okay, everyone, till tomorrow. It will be a workshop podcast, and thank you for listening to just a normal updated chat. I love it. Everyone, love you lots. Thank you for listening, and see you tomorrow. Can't say see. I'll see you in the stats tomorrow. How's that? Sleep well, everyone. Cheers. Bye.